Let's welcome our today's speaker, Haniel, and his interpreter.
Morning, everyone.
大家早上好。
I'd like to ask everyone first, is it too cold?
我问大家一下，会很冷吗？
So I've requested someone to help us turn down the aircon. Turn up the temperature, by the way.
我很能理解，所以我请人已经把这个空调的温度调高一点。
All right, so with that, let me begin with a story.
首先我也讲一个故事。
Now in 1871, fire, okay, struck Chicago.
1871年一场大火袭击了芝加哥。
It ravaged the city.
它毁坏了这个城市。
And after it happened, 300 people were dead.
当大火过后，300人死去。
And 100,000 people were homeless.
10万人无家可归。
Now, a man named Horatio Gates Spafford was one of those who tried to help the people of the city get back on their feet.
有一个人名叫斯巴福，他是那些帮助这些人重建家园的人之一。
He was a lawyer who had invested much of his money into the downtown Chicago real estate.
他是一个律师，他投资了很多他的钱在芝加哥市中心的房地产。
And he himself lost a lot to this devastating fire.
其实他在这一场大火当中也损失惨重。
Still, for 2 years, he assisted the poor, the homeless, and the grief-stricken people ruined by the fire.
尽管如此，在两年之中，他仍然帮助那些因为这场大火无家可归的、贫穷的、陷于悲痛当中的人。
Now, after about 2 years of such work, Spafford and his family decided to take a vacation.
两年之后，斯巴福和他的家庭打算去度假。
They were to go to England to join Dwight Moody on an evangelistic crusade.
他们想要去英国加入穆迪的宣教的布道旅程。
And then they were to travel together in Europe, vacation.
然后他们一起去欧洲旅游。
However, Horatio Spafford was delayed by some important matters.
但是斯巴福因为一些重要的事情，他耽搁了。
And he sent his wife and daughters on ahead and intended to catch up to them at a later time.
所以他先把自己的妻子和女儿送过去，然后他想随后赶上他们。
Now, the ship that his wife and daughters boarded never made it.
搭载他的妻子和女儿的船只从来没有到达他们的终点。
At sea, it collided with an English sailing ship and sank within 20 minutes.
在海上，他与一艘英国的海船相撞，20分钟之内就沉没了。
And though Horatio's wife, Anna, was able to cling to a piece of floating wreckage, their 4 daughters perished.
虽然斯巴福的妻子安娜她得以漂浮在一个扶着的残骸上面，但是他们四个女儿全都死了。
Afterwards, Horatio received a horrible telegram from his wife.
随后，斯巴福收到他的妻子传来的一封可怕的电报。
Only 2 words long.
只有两个大字。
And tragic.
非常的悲惨。
Saved alone.
独自生还。
Let's be honest.
让我们诚实一点。
We all struggle with suffering as humans.
作为人，我们都在苦难中挣扎。
And we have often been hurt and experienced a lot of pain.
我们常常受伤，我们经历很多的疼痛。
And even more so as Christians, we have a hard time understanding the place of suffering in our lives.
尤其是作为基督徒，我们会很难理解苦难在我们生命当中的位置和目的。
Especially since we believe in a God who is so loving and who is in control of everything.
尤其是我们相信的是一个慈爱的上帝，他掌管万事。
Now he could shut the door on the pain and persecution that comes our way, but he doesn't.
他可以关掉我们路上那通往疼痛、通往苦难和逼迫的大门，但是他没有。
Now this tends to make our sufferings all the more confusing.
这使得我们所受的苦更加让我们困惑。
And we unhappily go through them because we have to.
我们很不高兴承受这一切，因为我们不得不承受。
But there's a better way to look at suffering.
但是看待苦难其实有一个更好的方式。
Now in the year 64 AD, there was another great fire when the city of Rome burned.
在主后64年还有一场大火，在那场大火中，罗马城被毁了。
Now the Romans believe that their emperor Nero had set the city on fire.
罗马人相信他们的国王啊尼禄啊纵火烧了这城。
Probably because of his incredible lust to build.
可能是因为他有一个不可置信的欲望，想要建设更多。
Now in order to build more, he had to destroy what already existed.
而为了建设更多，他就必须毁掉已经存在的。
Now the Romans were totally devastated.
罗马被完全的毁了。
Because their culture, in a sense, went down with the city.
他们的文化在某种意义上说，也与这个城市一同毁坏了。
Nero's scapegoats were the Christians.
尼禄的替罪羊是基督徒。
Who were already hated because they were associated with the Jews.
基督徒那是已被憎恨，因为他们是跟犹太人联系在一起的。
And were seen as being hostile to the Roman culture.
人们看他们是敌对罗马文化的。
Now Nero spread the word quickly that Christians had set the fires.
尼禄很快放出话说是基督徒。纵火烧这城。
And as a result, vicious persecution began.
结果就是针对基督徒有一个大逼迫开始了。
And soon spread throughout the Roman Empire.
然后很快蔓延到整个罗马帝国。
Nero himself was known to have captured Christians and burned them in his garden for a source of light at night.
尼禄自己也抓了基督徒，把他们烧死在他的花园当中，作为夜间的一个照明的渠道。
Now the Christians scattered around the Roman Empire needed spiritual strengthening because of their sufferings.
而基督徒因此分散在罗马帝国，他们需要属灵的坚固，因为他们受到大灾难。
And thus it is possible that the Apostle Peter, inspired by the Holy Spirit, likely wrote this epistle to strengthen them.
因此使徒彼得被圣灵启示，他写了这一封信来坚固他们。
Now Peter knew persecution firsthand.
彼得对逼迫有第一手的经历。
He had often been threatened, beaten, and jailed.
他经常受到威胁，被打，被投到监狱当中。
He had seen fellow Christians die and the church scattered.
他看到基督徒死去，教会分散。
But he knew Christ.
但是他知道基督。
And nothing could shake his confidence in his risen Lord.
没有什么能动摇他对他复活主的信心。
Now in this personal context, Peter wrote to the believers scattered and suffering for the faith.
有这个人的经历，彼得就写给分散的信徒。
Giving comfort and hope.
给他们安慰，给他们希望。
And urging continued loyalty to Christ.
勉励他们继续对基督忠心。
He urged them to look at the bright side of suffering.
他勉励他们要看到苦难的光明面。
Instead of dwelling at the negative side of it.
而不是停留在那负面当中。
So let's take a look at 1 Peter chapter 4 verses 12 to 19 once again.
让我们再一次来看彼得前书四章十二到十九节。
And discover how as Christians we can keep looking at the bright side of life.
然后来发现作为基督徒我们怎么可以一直看到生命的光明面。
Let me begin with my first point.
第一点。
We should expect and prepare for suffering.
我们要预料到我们要准备好面对苦难。
Perhaps you're the sort of person who never experiences any hassles or hardships.
可能你是这样一种人，就是从来没有经历过任何的困难和难题。
Maybe you manage to make your way through every day without encountering problems and trials.
可能你可以度过每一天，不遭遇任何的难题和试炼。
However, if that is you, something may be wrong.
但是如果你是这样的话，那么有些事情可能已经出错了。
The Bible tells us that suffering will always be a normal part of our lives in this world.
圣经告诉我们，苦难将一直是我们在这个世界上的生命的一个正常的部分。
Apparently, though, the early believers that Peter was writing to were surprised that they had to suffer as Christians.
但是显然的，这些早期的信徒，就是彼得写信给他们的这个受众，他们会很惊讶于他们必须作为基督徒而受苦。
They might have been asking, why is this happening to us?
他们可能问，为什么这些会发生在我们身上？
Why are we suffering?
为什么我们要受苦？
Isn't God going to save us?
难道神不救我们吗？
Why aren't we being spared from these troubles even though we are already Christians?
既然我们已经是基督徒，难道我们不能免于这些苦难吗？
But in verse 12, Peter reminded them that Christians should expect and prepare for suffering.
但是在十二节，彼得提醒他们，基督徒应该预料到并且准备好面对苦难。
Now think about it.
想想这一点。
Suffering is a part of life.
苦难是生活的一部分。
Now both Christians and non-Christians alike experience it in many different forms.
无论是基督徒还是非基督徒，都会经历各种各样的苦难。
And it could be physical, when people get sick or die.
可能是身体上的，就是有人生病或者死去。
It could be financial, when people find it hard to make ends meet.
可能是经济上的，人们无以为生。
It could be even emotional or relational, when loved ones die and cherished relationships come to an end.
甚至可能是情绪上的，或者是关系上的，我们深爱的人死去，我们真实的关系走到了终点。
Now there are all sorts of other examples.
还有许许多多其他的例子。
But the fact remains that suffering is natural even for Christians.
但事实就是，即使作为基督徒，苦难也是正常的。
And therefore it is to be expected.
因此我们要预料到这一点。
Next, we must know that we are blessed in suffering for Christ.
接下来我们要知道的就是，我们为基督受苦是有福的。
Now Peter urged the believers to rejoice in verse 13.
在十三节，彼得勉励基督徒信徒要喜乐。
Now this may sound very surprising to us.
我们听起来可能会很惊讶。
And I want you, okay, all of you right now, to imagine that you are crying.
让我们都来想象，我们现在正在哭。
So just take this time to think.
我们就来想象一下。
You know, tears are flowing down your cheeks.
眼泪顺着你的脸颊流下来。
You find it hard to breathe because your nose is clogged up.
你甚至很难呼吸，因为你的鼻子已经被塞住了。
And your eyes are wet.
你的眼睛湿润了。
You're crying because you experience something very painful in life.
你在哭，因为你正在经历生命当中很痛苦的事情。
Now you can't understand why it happened.
你不能理解为什么这个会发生。
And you're just trying to make sense of it all.
你想要明白它。
And then suddenly,
然后突然的,
one of your friends comes up to you,
你的一个朋友走向你,
and tells you,
然后告诉你,
rejoice!
要喜乐。
Whoa!
哇。
Would that be easy to do?
能够很容易做到这一点吗?
Right then and there?
就在那个时候,那个地点。
Of course not.
当然不会。
You know, maybe you would even feel like slapping the person.
你甚至可能会想打那个人一巴掌。
But here, we see Peter urging the suffering believers to rejoice.
但是在这里我们看到彼得勉励那些受苦的信徒要喜乐。
Why?
为什么?
Because they were to consider themselves privileged, that it was because of Christ that they were suffering.
因为他们要想到，如果他们为基督而受苦，他们是有幸的。
Now, in verse 14, Peter called this situation blessed because it brings great reward in the next life.
在十四节，彼得称这种情况是有福的，因为这能带来将来的大的奖赏。
It was because of Christ that they were being persecuted.
是因为基督他们被逼迫。
And by acknowledging that suffering would be a part of the Christian experience until Christ returns,they would be able to rejoice in anticipation of his second coming.
而承认受苦将是基督再来之前基督徒生活当中的正常的部分，他们就能够喜乐，因为他们可以期待他的再来。
When they would finally be with him for eternity.
那时他们将与他永远在一起。
And furthermore, when Christians suffer because of Christ,
当信徒基督徒为基督受苦的时候，
they will discover that a close relationship they have with God during that period will refresh their spirit.
他们会发现在这一段期间他们与神的这个亲密的关系会复兴他们的灵命。
Take note, however,
当然要注意,
that as Christians, we should not suffer for doing wrong.
作为基督徒我们不应该为作恶而受苦。
Now Peter emphasizes in verse 15,
彼得在十五节强调了这一点。
If a believer commits a crime with evil intent and becomes a criminal,Obviously, he should not expect that the punishment that he receives would bring the praise of God.
如果一个基督徒他们犯了罪，他们里面有恶念，然后成为一个罪犯，那显然的他不能够期待说他所受到的惩罚会带来神的称赞。
Now, the suffering he experiences, perhaps by being put in prison, is a just and fitting punishment for his crime.
他所受的苦，比如说被投进监狱当中，只是因为他的罪行而带来的公义和合适的惩罚。
But Peter also added in verses 16 to 18 that Christians should not be ashamed, but must praise God even when suffering.
但彼得又同时在16到18节加了一句，他说基督徒不应该为着受苦而觉得羞耻，反要赞美神。
Now during the time of the early believers, just being a Christian was very dangerous.
在早期信徒的时候，仅仅是作为基督徒本身就是非常危险的。
But Peter urged the believers to be proud of bearing the name of Christ.
但是彼得勉励信徒要为承受基督的名而觉得自豪。
And to use it as a means to bring glory to God.
并且要使用它作为荣耀神的一个方式。
Aside from this, Peter also encouraged them to gladly face any suffering for Christ by appealing to the eschatological comfort that God will eventually judge and punish the ungodly.
除此之外，彼得也鼓励他们要欢喜面对任何为基督所受的苦，因为他们之中有安慰，就是神会永远最终会审判并且惩罚那些不敬虔的人。
Now indeed, Christians who suffer for Christ are blessed.
确实基督徒为基督受苦是有福的。
Fellow brothers and sisters in Christ,
主内弟兄姐妹们，
life in this world is not easy.
在这个世上的生活并不容易。
I don't know what problems you're facing today.
我不知道你今天面临什么样的困难。
But rejoice in spite of your hardships.
但是即使在困难中也要喜乐。
Look at the bright side.
看向光明面。
You can look forward to being with Christ beyond this temporary life.
你可以期待在这个短暂的生命之后，你会与基督永远在一起。
Where there will be no more pain and no more suffering.
在那里再没有疼痛，再没有苦难。
But an ending joy with our God.
只有与神在一起的无尽的喜乐。
You know, many times we seem to view suffering as an enemy to be feared, to be hated.
许多时候我们把苦难看作是一个敌人，我们害怕它，我们讨厌它。
But may I propose to you today that suffering can also be an ally.
但是今天我可以建议你们，其实苦难也可以是盟友。
Now throughout the Bible, we can see that suffering is not an enemy.
从圣经当中我们可以看到，苦难不是一个敌人。
But actually an ally in four specific ways.
而是一个盟友，我们可以有四点看到这一点。
Number one.
第一点。
Suffering produces perspective.
苦难带来洞见。
The Bible points out in James chapter 4, verse 14,that we are temporary residents in this world.
圣经在雅各书四章十四节指出，我们在这个世界上是寄居的。
Now our earthly life is like a vapor.
我们在这个世界上的生命就像露珠一样。
Compared to the eternal life we have with Christ.
如果与我们与基督同在的永恒的生命相比，
it can be difficult for us to see it this way because our life in this world is all we've ever known.
我们要看到这一点很难，因为我们很难去我们在这个世界上的生活是我们所知道的全部。
Now we often fail to see beyond the comforts and pleasures that we have right here.
我们常常不能够看到我们现在所拥有的舒适和享受之外的东西。
Now, you know, when I was still working as a marketing senior analyst before I entered BSOP for full-time ministry,
你知道在我全职奉献进入飞盛读书之前，我是一个高级市场分析师。
I was often sent to Cebu City to handle marketing projects for my company.
我经常会被派到宿务去处理我们公司的一些市场的项目。
Now, one of my perks was that I get to stay at nice hotels like Marriott for a few days.
我的福利之一就是可以在那些时候待在很好的酒店，像是万豪酒店。
Now, during those times, I could order anything I wanted to eat at the expense of my company.
然后在那些时候，我可以叫任何我想吃的东西，而所有的费用都是由我公司出的。
And even have breakfast in bed.
甚至我可以在床上吃早餐。
And I remember just lying cozily in my bed and relaxing comfortably, inside my room.
我还记得我就懒洋洋地躺在我的床上，然后在我的房间里面舒舒服服地放松。
And then saying out loud to myself in satisfaction.
然后心满意足地大声对我自己说。
Ah, this is the life.
哎，这才是人生啊。
You know, as humans, we often want things now.
作为人，我们当然希望现在的东西。
We want instant gratification.
我们想要及时的满足。
And when we get to enjoy the many wonderful things that this life has to offer, we then forget that our true eternal home is with Christ in heaven.
然后当我们在享受这个世界的生活会提供我们给我们的许多美好东西的时候，我们就会忘记我们真正的永恒的家是与基督在一起，在天上。
Now, consequently, we need something to draw our gaze away from the allure of this world and set our sights on heaven.
那所以我们就需要有一些东西把我们的视线从这个世界的诱惑当中挪开，我们注目在天。
And this is where pain and suffering comes in.
这就是痛苦和苦难进来的地方。
God doesn't want us to be too comfortable here.
神并不希望我们在这里过得太舒服。
And if we are completely contented with this world,We wouldn't look forward to heaven with eager anticipation.
如果我们在这个世界已经全然满足了，我们就不会期待那永，不会热切的期望那天堂。
But when pain is added to our earthly experience,
但是如果我们在这个世界上有痛苦的话，
life in this world loses its luster quite quickly.
那这个世界的生活就很快失去它的诱惑力。
Pain produces the perspective we need in order to keep away.From the worldly desires that are tempting and attacking our souls.
痛苦产生我们需要的洞见，好使我们能够从这个世界的欲望当中挪开，而这些欲望通常是非常有诱惑攻击我们的灵魂的。
Now, number two.
第二点。
Suffering produces humility.
苦难产生谦卑。
Now, though we may try to deny it, all of us are prone to be prideful.
虽然我们可能会否认这一点，但是我们通常都很容易骄傲。
And personally, I find it, I find being prideful as one of my weaknesses.
个人来说，我发现骄傲是我的弱点之一。
And it's something I'm constantly working to improve from.
我需要不停地来改进它。
Now, as humans, it's in our nature to get an inflated view of ourselves.
作为人，我们的本性就是自我膨胀。
And to lose perspective on where we stand before God.
然后失去我们在神面前的位分的认识。
Now, when this happens, nothing bursts our prideful bubble better than a thorn of suffering.
当这一切发生的时候，没有什么能比苦难的刺更能够戳破我们骄傲的泡沫。
Now, this principle was proven in the life of the Apostle Paul.
这一原则已经在使徒保罗的生命当中证明出来。
As seen in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 7 to 10.
我们可以看哥林多后书十二章七到十节。
Now, with the amount of revelation and insight that God had given him,
因为神给保罗的启示和洞见是这么多
Paul was prone to think a little higher of himself than those around him.
保罗就有一种倾向，他会把自己看得比周围的人更高
But God knew exactly what he needed in order to remain humble.
但是神很知道保罗需要什么，好让他保持谦卑
And so he sent a thorn into Paul's life.
所以他在保罗的生命当中放了一根刺
Although Paul does not mention specifically, or exactly what it was,
虽然保罗并没有清楚地说这个刺到底是什么
we do know that it was an instrument of suffering.
但是我们知道这是苦难的一个工具
And it affected Paul in such a way that he was able to maintain a humble heart.
它使得保罗能够保持谦卑的心
Now, God is more concerned with our humility than our comfort.
神关注我们的谦卑更胜于我们的舒适
He wants us humble.
他想要我们谦卑
And he knows that sometimes suffering is needed to produce it.
而他知道有时候苦难是必要的，好使我们能有谦卑。
Number three.
第三点。
Suffering produces opportunity.
苦难也带来机会。
Now, in John chapter 9, we read about a man who had been born blind.
在约翰福音第九章，我们读到一个人生来瞎眼。
Now, in a society where it was already very hard to make ends meet with a full set of abilities,
当时的这样一个社会，就是即使四肢健全，要维生也不是件容易的事情。
You know, being blind made life much harder.
那是瞎眼，那更是使生活加倍艰难。
And who knows how many times this man lifted his face to God and asked?
我们谁知道多少次这个人曾经举目向天问神
？Why God?
神啊，为什么
？Why me?
为什么是我
？Why this suffering?
为什么有这个苦难
？You know, as Jesus and his disciples came to him.
当耶稣和门徒经过他的时候
came across him, sorry. The disciples asked why he'd been born this way.
门徒问为什么这个人生来如此
They even assumed that his blindness was God's way of judging some secret sin of his or of his parents.
他们甚至认为他的瞎眼是因为神要审判他或者他的父母一些隐秘的罪。
Of course, it's kind of crazy.
听起来很不可思议。
How could he have sinned before he was even born?
他怎么会在出生之前就已经犯了罪呢？
Sinned intentionally.
就是故意犯罪。
But you know, Jesus gave them a surprising answer.
耶稣给他们的答案使他们很惊讶。
He told them that God allowed this suffering so that His power could be revealed.
他告诉他们，神允许这个苦难发生，好使他的能力、大能能够彰显出来。
Now, of course, the blind man was miraculously healed by Jesus afterwards.
当然，这个瞎眼的人后来被耶稣以神迹医治了。
But we see that his lifelong blindness had created an opportunity for Jesus to prove his power in and through him.
但是我们看到他生来的瞎眼给耶稣一个机会，就是在他的身上通过他来证明他的大能。
You know, sometimes suffering is simply a setup for God to be glorified.
有时候苦难只是神荣而被荣耀的一个方式。
We are placed in a position of extreme weakness.
我们被放在一个极端软弱的处境当中。
And then Jesus comes.
然后耶稣来了。
And what we could never do for ourselves is accomplished through him in an instant.
然后我们从来不能够为自己做到的，在那一刻间就被耶稣完成了。
Finally, number four.
最后第四点。
Suffering produces empathy.
苦难产生同理心。
Now, when someone suffers, it does something inside them.
当一个人受苦的时候，有些东西在他心里面产生作用。
They personally learn what it's like to hurt.
他们亲身学到伤害是怎么回事。
And they learn firsthand to rely on the Lord as their source of comfort.
他们第一手的学习到要依靠神作为他们安慰的来源。
And this experience draws them closer to the Lord in a way that enables them to empathize with others who suffer.
这个经历使他们更亲近神，好使他们能够对其他同样受苦的人有同理心。
God wants ministry service to flow from our lives.
神想要服事是流赐于我们的生命。
And he knows that in many cases, the surest way of doing this is by allowing us to experience pain.
他也知道在许多时候最好的做达到这一点的方式就是允许我们自己经历痛苦。
Now we cannot fully comprehend what others are going through unless we experience it ourselves.
我们不能够完全明白其他人在经历什么，除非我们自己也同样受苦。
And then their pain becomes our pain.
然后他们的痛苦就成为我们的痛苦。
And what they feel, we will then truly feel.
他们所感受到的，我们也真实的感受到。
We may try to comfort a friend whose father or whose mother just passed away.
我们想要去安慰一个朋友，他的妈妈或者爸爸刚刚去世。
But if we have not personally lost a father or a mother, how can we honestly tell that friend?
但是如果我们自己没有经历过失去父亲或者母亲的滋味，我们怎么可以诚实的对这个朋友说？
I know exactly how you feel.
我真真切切的知道你所感受的是什么。
But then, if we ourselves have experienced the same pain,
但是如果我们自己也经历过同样的痛苦
and having persevered through it,
我们忍耐经历
we can then truly empathize with that friend and we can then be fully credible when we comfort him or her.
我们就真实对这个朋友有同理心，并且我们在安慰他的时候就是显得完全可信的。
Brothers and sisters in Christ, although our natural instinct is to fight against suffering,
主内弟兄姐妹们，虽然我们自然的本能是抵挡苦难，
God's word reminds us that suffering serves an important role in producing some essential elements of our faith.
神的话语提醒我们，苦难扮演着一个重要的角色，它能够产生我们信仰当中一些核心的部分。
And by it, we gain perspective on eternity.
通过它，我们可以有对永恒有洞见。
Remain in a place of humility.
我们能够保持谦卑。
Experience the opportunity to glorify God.
我们可以有一个机会荣耀神。
And learn empathy for others.
我们也能够学习到对他人的同理心。
Now, fittingly, the Apostle Peter concluded this passage by pointing out that we should entrust our lives to God.
因此，使徒彼得就合意地做了一个结论，就是我们应当将我们的生命交托神。
Now, in verse 19, Peter told the believers that those who suffered according to God's will should commit themselves to their faithful Creator and continue to do good.
在十九节，彼得告诉那些按照神的旨意而受苦的信徒，他们应该将自己的生命交托神，并且持续的行善。
Now let me continue the story I started at the beginning of my sermon.
让我继续我刚开始的时候讲的那个故事。
After Horatio Gates Spafford received the horrible telegram from his wife, informing him that she was saved alone.
当斯巴福收到他妻子那封可怕的电报，告诉他只有他生还的时候。
And after trying to comprehend the tragic news that his four daughters had just died.
他试图消化这个信息，就是他的四个女儿刚刚死去了。
He boarded the next available ship to be with his grieving wife.
他登上下一艘船，要和他悲痛的妻子在一起。
And the two finally met up with Dwight Moody.
他们两个最终与穆迪一同相会。
Now, do you know what Spafford said when they met?
你知道当他们相遇的时候，斯巴福说了什么吗？
This is what he said.
这就是他所说的。
It is well.
没关系。
The will of God be done.
神的旨意成就。
Now, though reports vary as to when he did so,
虽然对他什么时候做了这一点有不同的说法，
this led Spafford to compose the words to one of the best known English hymns in the world.
这使得斯巴福他谱写了，他写了现在英语世界当中最有名的赞美诗之一。
A hymn we still sing to this day.
这首赞美诗我们至今仍在传唱。
A hymn we sang this morning.The hymn we sang this morning.
就是我们今天早上唱的这一首。
You know, some say he wrote it on the ship to, when he was going to meet his wife.
有些人说他写这首诗歌的时候，他正在要去见他妻子那条船上。
Around the place where his daughters died.
就差不多是他女儿死去的地方。
It is well with my soul.
我心灵得安宁。
Brothers and sisters in Christ, we are to entrust our lives to God.
主内弟兄姐妹们，我们应当将我们的生命交托神。
Especially in the midst of suffering.
尤其是在苦难中。
Let us recognize that He is our faithful Creator, who is in control of all things.
让我们承认他是信实的创造主，他掌管万有。
Today we have discovered that we can look at the bright side of suffering.
今天我们发现我们可以看到苦难的光明的一面。
First, we have learned that as Christians, we should expect and prepare for suffering.
首先我们学习到作为基督徒我们应该预料到并且准备好面对。
And then we learned that we are blessed in suffering for Christ.
然后我们学习到为基督受苦是有福的。
And finally, that we should entrust our lives to God.
最后我们应当将我们的生命交托神。
You know, only when we place complete trust in our sovereign God can we still say through faith.
只有我们对神有我们主权的神有完全信靠的时候，我们才可以凭信心说。
Even in the midst of our hardships.
即使是在我们的难题当中。
In the midst of our sorrow.
在我们的悲痛之中。
In the midst of our deepest pain and suffering.
在我们最深的疼痛和苦难中。
That it is well.
没关系。
It is well with my soul.
我心灵得安宁。
Brothers and sisters in Christ,
主内弟兄姐妹们，
remember,
记住，
look at the bright side.
看向光明面。
Look at the bright side.
看向光明面。
May the Lord bless you.
愿主祝福你们。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Dear God, our Heavenly Father, we thank you for your message this morning. Lord, we thank you for reminding us that.Despite the suffering, despite the hardships that we face in this life, we know that beyond this world, we can be with you for eternity, Father. Those of us who have accepted your Son, Jesus Christ, as our Savior,